Hello there, listeners. This is DJ Curly, and you are listening to the first ever radio show, Let's Talk About It. This is my first broadcast with you guys, and I hope you come back for more every Tuesday, 7 to 8. So, first of all, I just want to start the show with a couple of things going on here at Dominican, because it's always important to know what happens at your school so you can be as involved as possible. So, first off, we have the major fair on Wednesday, February 13th. That is 11 to 2 p.m. in Creekside. And for those of you who might not know, Creekside is attached to Calarega, the dining hall. And it's the beautiful room on the side with the nice giant glass window that you can look right into. And what the major's fair is for people who maybe are undecided or aren't quite sure what they want to do in school or what they want to study for their life or kind of find a job in. And it's a way for people to kind of figure out what majors Dominican has here, which is amazing, I think, because personally, I feel Dominican has so many wonderful majors that people don't even know about. And we're known as a bio school or business school and a nursing school. And those programs, don't get me wrong, are absolutely amazing. But it's important to know that Dominican has other majors as well. They have English, of course, and English with a writing emphasis, which is what moi is. And also we have communications, which it prides us with this lovely radio show I'm on right now, and a whole myriad of other programs that you can minor in different things, like religion. You can major in religion as well. Women and gender studies is a major we have here that's very awesome that Dominican now offers it, because there's been a shift in the world and women and gender studies is important to understand from every point of view. So I think it's really great we have that major. And especially personally, English, learning more that we have this major and it's so personalized and there's individual attention and such a growth of learning in that major that I think it's great that people can come out and learn about all the wonderful majors that Dominican has, because I know English is kind of dropping off as one of the majors that people are joining at Dominican, and I really would like to see more people come out and learn about what Dominican has to offer in all areas of study, because you never quite know what you want to do till you get closer to your senior year or your junior year, and even some people still change after they graduate. So this is a great chance for people to get out there and kind of see what's going on in the world. So that's really awesome. And then another important huge thing coming up is the Institute for Leadership Studies is hosting Al Gore as the lecture of the week on Wednesday, February 13th as well, and that's 7 p.m. in Angelico. Now, the little information tablet next to An Evening with Al Gore says that ours is a time of revolutionary change that has no precedent in history. With the same passion he brought to the challenge of climate change and with his decades of experience on the front lines of global policy, former Vice President Al Gore surveys our planet's beclouded horizon and offers a sober, learned, and ultimately hopeful forecast. Gore identifies six critical drivers of global change. The absorbing and visionary work is a map of the world to come from a man who has looked ahead before and has been proven all too right. So the event is Wednesday, Friday, February 13th, as I've said, and it's in Angelico Concert Hall at 7 p.m., and tickets are $45 and include an autographed copy of the book, so that's pretty amazing. And you get to hear him speak live at Angelico Concert Hall, which is at Dominican, and you can register online at dominican.edu and just click on our events page and our lecture series. And finally, one of the major, major things going on here at Dominican is the fact that we get to host a 1 Billion Rising event on Thursday, February 14th, which is Valentine's Day. And for those of you who might not know out there, listeners, 1 Billion Rising is an event created a year ago to attempt to get 1 billion people to strike, dance, and rise across the world everywhere. So in total, we want 1 billion, if not more, people standing up against violence towards women in all ways, in all countries, in all places. And a lot of people think that it's not really a problem in America anymore, or that there's only one or two things women can come across. But that's what 1 Billion Rising and other events such as this kind of open your eyes to, is that there are still lots of things going on right at home. And there are still lots of things that people don't know about or aren't even aware of that happen every day to individuals. And even if it's never personally happened to you, I think this event is amazing form of solidarity for those people, to get anyone we can, men, women, children, to go out. And what Dominican personally is doing is walking down to 4th Street. And once we get to the plaza where Cold Stone is across from that one gym and near Arizmendi's Bakery, we are going to have a flash mob, which is pretty amazing. And it's a pretty easy dance that the Lions Ballet dancers are willing to teach anyone. And it's we're going to flash mob. And then once we flash mob, we're going to walk back to Dominican's campus. And once we get back, we're going to have what's called a teach-in. So what's really cool about the teach-in is that it gives people a way to express artistically how they feel about this 1 Billion Rising event and how they feel about violence towards women. So there's going to be poems, there's going to be song. I don't know if you guys have heard of the book Half the Sky or Vagina Monologues, but there will be people reading from each one of those. Hopefully in the years past, they've had people that have read other people's stories and pretended to be these women that wrote these stories for the teach-in event, in order to kind of express what has happened to people in the world that some people might not even realize is going on every day. So definitely get out and check it out. 1 Billion Rising. They're meeting at 11:50 a.m. in Angelico Concert Hall. And from there, they will start the march. And you're going to come back around 1:40. And for 90 minutes, there's going to be a teach-in. So definitely make sure you can go out to all of that, the lecture, 1 Billion Rising, and the Majors Fair, because Dominican has a lot of stuff going on. And I always hear people saying, like, we never know what's happening. So there it is. That is what's happening at Dominican at this point in time. So definitely go out and check it out. Okay. So, as you guys know, or as you might not know, Let's Talk About It is a show that gives advice for everyday life with myself, DJ Curly. And something that's been kind of going on for me lately and going on around me, as I've noticed, is that people are having a really hard time dealing with time management. Yeah, I know there's probably listeners out there that are thinking, that's me. This is the time of year with school, in college, in high school, where it's kind of, for me at least, it's the final push, but for everyone else, it's that end of semester push, that this is where everything starts to pick up before we have midterms, before finals, and before everything kind of comes together and you find out that there is so much you have to get done that you didn't even realize you signed up for. And I know that happens to me a lot, because personally, I take on a lot of things. I cannot list them all for you at this moment. I'm not sure there's enough time on this broadcast, but I work for Dominican as well, as a pretty important person in the residence hall. So I like to be around for my residents and whatnot. I also am part of an athletic group here at Dominican. I work with Campus Ministry, which is an amazing group. If anyone has not joined, I entice you to. It is wonderful. And even if you're not religious or have any kind of religious affiliation, it's amazing to kind of hear where people come from and what people have to say, and just kind of open your mind to what is out there in the world. So I definitely love being involved in that. And also, just, I'm a student, obviously, as well. And I also play a sport. So I have 2-a-day practices every day. And I have this wonderful radio show going on. So people always ask me kind of how I get it done. And I just tell them, planning. It took me so long to figure out that what takes up a lot of time, or why people can't do as much as they want to, is that they don't take the time to plan out what exactly it is they need to get done first, to then figure out what it is they need to have time to enjoy later. And I think it's priorities is definitely the first thing I'm going to say to you listeners, is that to prioritize is key. So I'm a procrastinator, I'm not going to lie. And I like to save everything for last minute. So for me to be able to have time management and be a procrastinator, I know listeners out there can do it themselves, because I'm sure people are procrastinators as well, just as I am. But I know there's also those people out there that get things done when they're supposed to and ahead of time, and study all weekend for a test that's next Friday. And I give my applause to you people, because I cannot give that much time to homework, but it's definitely important and it definitely needs to get done. So what I'm going to start with is kind of what takes most of people's time that they don't even realize and isn't necessary. So I found a list online of a couple different things that people do all the time that wastes their time and they might not even realize. So definitely first on that list is social media. So Facebook, Twitter, if anybody still uses MySpace, I'm not even sure. And all those different things that you can now be a part of where you can talk to your friends without having to see them, or you can hang out with people and from high school or middle school that you haven't talked to in years and you can reconnect with. So they're really amazing that way, because it's a great way to find those people that you almost forgot about, or like you really want to reconnect with, but you don't live anywhere near them anymore. You don't know what happened to them after high school. So it's a great thing to go on and check. And, you know, everybody's like, oh, I got to change my status because I just ate a sandwich, or I got to change my status because I just went to this class and it was boring. And that's not that interesting, but there are some times that you want to go on and hear what's going on in people's lives. And so statuses help with that. And I know there's those Facebook creepers out there that go on, and when they want to find out who a person is, they'll spend like 20 minutes of their day searching for that person. And then they find people through that person and can tell you everything they ever wanted to know about them without having ever met that person. So there are some disadvantages to social media as well. And time wasting is definitely one of them. So it's non-productive because it's a lot of gossiping and snooping, and people go on out of boredom all the time. And they go on because it's like, oh, I have a paper to write and it's 10:30 at night, 11, it's due tomorrow. Do I want to sit here and write this 5-page paper? Oh no, I want to see what's going on Facebook. Oh, you know what gets me all the time? Pinterest. Like, I must go on Pinterest every other second of the day to pin things onto one of my many boards. I have been so addicted to it. I don't even want to admit it to you listeners, because it's not even funny. I will have a paper to write. I'll have a book to read by tomorrow. I'll have notes to take or things to study for. And I'll be like, yeah, I really got to get this done, guys. Can't hang out. Got to go back to my room and study. And they will find me on Facebook on chat and they'll ask me what I'm doing. And I'll be like, I'm pinning. I must admit to you, I'm pinning on Pinterest. So if you ever look at your clock at the bottom of your computer and you're supposed to start a paper at say like 9, like you've committed this time to starting this paper, and you look down and it's 10:30, I am one of those people, because I've been on Facebook, I've been on Pinterest, and just anything else I can possibly do to make sure I don't have to do my work. And so that is why I'm here for you listeners on Let's Talk About It at radio.dominican.edu. So if you just tuned in, we're talking about time management and time wasters at the moment. So also, not only does it waste a lot of time, it doesn't do anything for you. Like, you can't go on Facebook and find out what the answers to your questions are, or what you're going to read in the book you're supposed to have done by tomorrow, or just it's not really a helpful thing besides to look at other people's lives and figure out what's going on with them, which is good at times, but it does start a lot of drama. So definitely avoid that if you have things to get done. I believe there's actually ways you can block it on your computer for hours of time. I personally have never tried, because I know I'm not trying to get rid of Facebook or Pinterest when I have things to do. So definitely go and get rid of that social media when you have something you have to get done. So the second thing they're saying is over the top time waster is people. So people like friends, people you see at school that are acquaintances, going to classes, teachers, different things you want to stay in touch with or hang out with, or have to go meet up with because you haven't seen them in too long and they've texted you and said, hey, I miss you, we should hang out. And you're like, yeah, but I have so much stuff I got to do. And they're like, but we'll go to, like, you know, Applebee's or to the mall. And you're like, yeah, okay, I can definitely hang out. And you stay there till midnight and nothing gets done again. So it's really cool to get to see them and get to catch up with them. But one of the things I have definitely had to learn is to kind of make time for my friends and people and acquaintances. And it's kind of difficult because my job requires me to hang out with my residents and get to see them, which I love. Do not get me wrong. It is really great getting to see people from Dominican go throughout the year and see how they change and grow and become amazing people. They start off as amazing people, but they become even better. So it's really cool. But it's hard because I'll leave my door open for all day and people will come in and talk to me, or they'll see I'm watching a show and they'll come on up and watch it with me or talk to me about their day. And I love hearing about their day, but I won't tell them I have a lot of things I'm supposed to get done. I'm supposed to be studying, finishing a term paper. A lot of the times the classes I'm in assign really long 10-page papers before even midterm. So I'm supposed to be working on them and I save them to the last minute already. And then I kind of have friends come over and hang out with me because I don't want to start the paper. I'll tell them I can go out to dinner. I can tell them I can hang out in their room or just do anything that will stop me from writing this paper. And I get back in at around 12 at night and it is difficult to start. And I know there's listeners out there that do the same thing. They will put anything in front of having to get something done. So people are difficult to avoid when you have something to get done, but this article is saying it's one of the best things you can avoid when you have to do work. So also, the web in general is number three. So I guess aside from social media, it's gotten so big now, it is its own category. Just Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, etc. And then the World Wide Web itself. So it's good for doing the research for your work, and it's good for finding out information you wouldn't have known before, for answers you wouldn't have been able to find, and just to find out what's going on current events-wise. I really like knowing what's happening in the news and what's happening in the world. I made this an advice show just because I think a lot of shows are covering the current news, so I'll leave it to them and I'll just stick to dealing with the problems of everyday life, because I know I go through it, and I would just like to help you listeners go through it a little bit easier yourselves. So the World Wide Web is great for, like I said, finding out information, researching, finding sources, all that stuff you have to do for papers or research projects. But it is an over-the-top time waster, because then you get bored and you just search random sites. You go on YouTube, you go on different, I think, what is that one that, there's one you can just hit and it'll search the web for the things you've liked originally. I'm trying to think of what the name of it is. Oh, well, I'll think of it later. But it's one of those things that you just purposely try to distract yourself with. Again, you go on sites and you're like, okay, I'll look up a source, and you're like, oh, I wonder what's going on Yahoo News or in like E! News or on like the gossip columns and different things you can just search that you wouldn't look at if you were away from your computer. So one of my tips for staying away from the World Wide Web when you have work to get done is definitely to print out whatever it is you need to be reading from the internet, and then turn off the internet if you can. Take your paper to the library, go somewhere where you can't be on the internet at all times, and just print out your sources, read over them, so that when you go to do your paper or your research project or whatever it is you have to get done, you actually do the paper and you don't go back on the web because you need another source or you need something you have to get done and you didn't think about it before, and then you spend, like I said, a good hour and a half just browsing through the web, not even clicking on anything, not even reading the news stories you opened up, but just spending lots and lots of time on the web. So avoid it if you can. It is an over-the-top time waster. So the party scene makes number four, which is weird because I think in college the party scene would be higher up there, but social media, people, and the World Wide Web knock it out. So the party scene, it's cool to have fun. It's cool to go out, like I said, just like when people came up. You want to go out, it's college, you want to see your friends, you want to hang out, you want to spend time with them, you want to do something on a Friday, Saturday night, Thursday night, and it's great, but there are always those classes that want a paper due on Monday morning at 9:25, or those classes that want a project done on the Tuesday after a four-day weekend, or the day you get back from a break, or right when school starts up again, they've already emailed you what it is that they want done for the class, and you're supposed to have it that next morning. But when you get back to school, or when you see your friends again, all you want to do is hang out with them. So it's really difficult to kind of step back from the party scene, quote unquote, and get to work, because you just want to hang out. You just want to have fun. It's Friday. I mean, the papers never do till Monday. And I know I reason with myself that if it's, I have 3 days to do it, I can wait till Sunday night. But I get to Sunday night and it becomes so difficult to get that paper started. I realize I don't have any of the information I needed. I haven't even read the book sometimes, which is really bad. And I definitely have to get a lot of work done that's going to keep me up either all night or until a good hour of the morning. So definitely the party scene is something to avoid when you actually want to get work done, when you want to be productive, because say you hang out Friday and you're like, okay, I'm just going to go to this party Friday night. Saturday night comes. No, we're at this house now. We're hanging out over here. You should totally drop by. Yeah, I don't see why not. Monday is when the papers do. So I know listeners out there and me personally, you convince yourself that it's just a little more time you're spending away from the paper. You'll do it all Sunday. You'll lock yourself in the room and it does not happen. Also, when you have to plan things, like when you have things you couldn't get done during the week and you have to have a meeting or you have to take a Saturday class, it's a terrible idea to go to a party the night before, because you will have problems in the morning. And you sometimes people don't make it to their Saturday classes, and they're usually only two times a month or two times a semester. So if you miss one, you've already gotten a C in the class at least. So it's definitely good to avoid time management wise if you have classes you have to get done, meetings you have to do, a big project you have to finish, or a paper. It says to stay away from the party scene when you're trying to be productive. So also, drama makes number five, which makes sense because everyone has drama in their life, no matter what they say. I know so many people that say to me, oh no, you know, I don't like drama. I don't want to get involved in drama, but they are the ones coming to you at dinner, at lunch, and you're coming over to your room and knocking on the door to tell you what this girl said or what she said about her, what he said about this person. And they just always want to know what's going on, but just to know what's going on. They want to talk about others. They want to promote kind of negative ideas. And I'm really not a fan of that personally. I like believing in the best of people. And if someone does something, that's their business. It's important to let them live their lives. And as long as it doesn't affect their well-being, I'm a fan of just leaving it alone. It's not your business to talk about. And at a small school, it's definitely not someone's business to spread, because things get around so quick here at Dominican. It's important to drop the drama, especially because you don't want to lose friends over it, which happens all the time. You don't want to lose sleep over it if it's about you or if it's about someone you know and you're worrying about it or you're worrying what people think. It's not important, especially in school. You have all these things going on, listeners. Everything you do in school, think about it. Think about the stuff you have to get done. Or if you're at work, you know what I mean? If you have a full-time job, part-time job, you have a lot of things you deal with in a day. Drama is a stressor. It takes up so much time and it is not important. It's fun, yeah, to sit around with friends and be like, oh my gosh, did that really happen? Or did she really say that? I can't believe that. But it's not worth it ultimately, because it's never going to get you anywhere. It brings you back and it makes people think that that's all you're interested in when you become friends with them or when you want to know them, is so you can promote drama about what's going on with them or what's going on with people around them. And no one likes to be around a drama queen either. So the ones that kind of think everything's wrong, everything's a problem, and you get sucked in, especially if that drama queen is your friend or drama king, I guess, don't want to be biased. Drama kings can exist. Drama queens and kings waste up so much time of people's lives, and you get sucked in so easily because you feel bad for a person, right? They have a situation going on. Oh my gosh, like I don't get to see my boyfriend every day of the week, or I don't get to, you know, I have so much homework I have to do, or my major's so tough, or like my friends haven't talked to me in a day, and you feel bad for them. You're like, okay, I'm sorry. Like, you can sit with me, or you can talk with me, or let me hear what's going on in your life. And that's nice. I think that's what all people should do. But there are those people in the world that they just want to hear what someone will say back to them. They want to know if people are thinking about them. They want to know if people care to hear their stories. They want to tell everyone what's going on in their life to make sure people are interested in what they're doing. And that is so easy to get sucked into that definitely time management wise, but also personally, just avoid the drama. It is so important to stay away from it because it does not make you a credible person. And it's fun, like I said, sometimes to hear what's going on in people's lives, but definitely don't spread it, what you hear, and don't ruin someone's lives over it. You know what I mean? Facebook, Twitter, and like all these social media things have made it so easy for drama to spread, not even from a small school, but from to the world. You know what I mean? Everyone sees everything on social media. And so a lot of people waste time dealing with drama, dealing with friends that are going through drama, and dealing with unnecessary things that you could just say, hey, calm down, like take a breath, think about this next week. But instead you stay over your friend's room listening to her or gossiping with her or him for 2-3 hours of the night, and you get back to your room again, it's super late, and you do not feel like doing your homework, studying, or getting whatever it is you needed done for that night. So stay away from the drama. That is the five over-the-top time wasters that happen to people, especially in college, but even in the real world, a full-time job, part-time job, when you get out there and have to get to work, it's important to remember these things as well. So We're going to take a little break here for a second at Let's Talk About It with DJ Curly. And when we come back, I'm going to talk about actually the disadvantages that happen with bad planning and bad time management. And then eventually we will talk about ways you can fix your time management skills. So definitely tune back in here at radio.dominican.edu. You're listening to Let's Talk About It. What to do? And I want to tell you so much. I love you. I long to see the sunlight in your tell you time and time again how much I care. Sometimes I feel my heart will overflow. Hello, I've just got to let you know. 'Cause I wonder where you are, and I wonder. Are you somewhere feeling lonely, or is someone loving you? Tell me how to win your heart, for I haven't got a clue. But let me start by saying I love you. Listeners, welcome back to Let's Talk About It with DJ Curly here on radio.dominican.edu. You can listen live from your computer or tune in next week, Tuesday from 7 to 8. We are talking, if you just tuned in, we are talking about time management. And first we talked about over-the-top time wasters. And right now we're going to talk about the disadvantages that come when you plan poorly or if you are not very good at time management in the first place. It's important to remember that I keep saying the word time management, but it's so important, especially if you consider yourself a busy person or just you'll become a busy person in the future. It is essential to have in your life a calendar, just different things that we're going to get to later in the show about how to be good at time management. And if you have to practice it, if you have to do it every day, if someone has to sit you down and explain to you the best ways to time manage, kind of like what I'm doing now, it is worth it. If it helps you get through school, if it helps you get those grades, those jobs, those opportunities in life that you can miss out on for not being good at time management. And there are actually statistics on the 5 top things that can happen when you don't manage your time well and take on too much. So first of all, things can get expensive. Okay, so I know there are people listening right now that have apartments or houses or bills. They pay for their cell phone, for school, they have loans. There's so many things to have to pay for in the world. It's ridiculous. But it's important to know that if you manage your time well, like if you have a credit card or a loan, they always have deadlines. They have times you have to pay them back by. They give you those when you get the loan or the credit card. You know when you have to pay your bill. So if you manage your time well and you know how to save your money and get it ready for when those deadlines come up, you won't get late charges, you won't have late registration fees, And people are always looking for more money in the world. So they will tag on that 22% interest every month, that $50 every week you're late on a loan or on something that they've given you to pay back. And it is not worth it. It is important to get the credit card paid off because that'll give you bad credit scores in the future, and you can do so little with a bad credit score. And so it's important to pay off things when you're supposed to. I know everybody hates debt. It's not fun to owe someone money. So actually, if you're good at time management, you may never run into that as long as you save your money and plan for when you will need it and pay it when it's supposed to be paid. You never have to incur a late charge ever. It never will happen to you if you pay things when you're supposed to and you plan for when you're supposed to pay them and you save up. That's all it takes. So things can be, at number two, things can become harder logistically. So if you think that studying for something is hard, or having to wake up at 8 a.m. to go to a class, or do a lab for 4 hours, or write a 10-page paper the morning after your birthday, or the night of your birthday, I should say, think about what happens if you don't get those things done down the line. So you miss one 8 a.m. Okay, everybody does it. It's school. It's really hard. But think about when you wake up every other week and you're like, yeah, I don't really feel like going to that 8 a.m. I'd rather go to breakfast. I didn't do my homework. You could end up failing the class. You could end up not getting a good grade in the class and having to repeat it. You could end up not giving the teacher all you have, in the sense that if you want to do well, or if it's something in your major, you miss out on chances for these people to kind of help you out. If they know you're a good student, if they know you're a hard worker, if they know you really want to be in something, they will find ways to help you around if you're not so good at a certain aspect of math, or if you're not good at the sciences. If you have a class that's a little more challenging, teachers are willing to help you. They will sit there with you. They have study hours. Dominican is kind of built to help people succeed. And that's what I really like about Dominican. And that's why I'm giving this advice here on Let's Talk About It, because it's important to know that anything can be achieved if people put their mind to it. And if they get things done when they need to, that's all it takes, is a hardworking attitude and proper planning, and anything can be achieved. I honestly believe that. Also, at number three, like I just said from number two, you miss out on things, on opportunities because you're late. So if you don't turn in that application to study abroad, if you want to go on a spring break trip, which Campus Ministry at Dominican has, they have some really cool trips, and you want to go and you talk about it all week, or you want to go to England or Ireland, and you really want, which Dominican is also going on a trip there as a study abroad spring break trip. So that's awesome too. And you tell everyone you want to go, you've saved up the money, but you don't write down what the deadline is, or you don't care to ask anyone, and it passes you by, and the trip fills up because those trips only ever have like 12 to 15 spots at any given time. You miss out. That might have been your one semester to go to England, to go to Ireland. It might have been your one chance. Like, who knows how much money you're going to be able to save in the future to take trips abroad all the time. It doesn't happen for everyone. So when you get those chances, it's important to take advantage of them as much as possible. No teacher, no advisor is going to hold your hand and kind of walk you through turning in that application, turning in the application to get the scholarships Dominican has to let people go on these trips. No one's going to make sure you've turned it in. Some friends are really cool and will remind you of deadlines and things, but it's still up to you to turn in the paperwork to get the stuff done so that you can never miss out on those opportunities, especially the ones Dominican offers that are so rare and amazing and aren't that expensive compared to what you'd have to pay on your own. And you miss out because you didn't turn in a form, or you didn't know the date you were supposed to hand it in and the trip filled up. No one wants to have to deal with that. But also, you miss out on opportunities because people notice your pattern of lateness and disorganization. So not only do you miss the things you want to do, but you kind of start getting this persona from other people that they know you're not someone they can rely on. And I know for me, that's one of the top things that annoys me, is when a person says they will get something done in a group or in a team or in a job, and they don't get it done. and they always have an excuse. They always have a reason. There's always something that stopped them from getting done what they needed to do. But to me, there's a way they could have gotten it done. And I know I don't want to sound like I'm being too hard on them or that I don't understand their life, because I'm not them. They may have a lot of things happening in their life, and everybody does at all times. And so there's always real reasons why things can't happen. But most of the time, if you ask them why they didn't do their part of the presentation or why they didn't come and help with this activity that everyone was supposed to be a part of, they'll tell you, oh, I made plans. Oh, you know, I forgot. Oh, I didn't write that in my calendar. I wasn't sure that I didn't realize that was happening. Or it was my friend's birthday and I made plans over top of it. Or I had a meeting, something that they come up with all kinds of reasons why they couldn't do what they said they would get done. And when people, when bosses especially, start to see that someone is not serious about how to get work done or about the work that they take on, they're not going to give you more work to do. They're not going to look to you as someone, and I know that sounds like a great thing that someone's not going to give you more work, but I mean in the sense that if you want to succeed, if you want to, and I think all people want to succeed, but if you want to move forward in life, like if you want to get a promotion, if you really like a job and you're just an intern right now and you want to be moved up, that's not going to happen to you if they give you a job as an intern and you don't complete it. What do you think they will hire someone to take a position when you couldn't fulfill a simple task they gave you when you weren't even being paid to work there? It doesn't usually happen. And I know it's tough like to hold a job and to be in college, or it's tough to go out into the world of work. But my advice for if you want to get ahead and you're not a very good person at time management, besides learning time management, just always only take on things that you know you can achieve and get them done. It doesn't matter how hard they are. It doesn't matter that you didn't realize you had other things to do. It's about prioritizing. It is important to realize that there are priorities in life. So if you have a job and your boss gives you a job to do or needs a report by a certain date, or if you're a journalist or in radio and you're supposed to have a show or a story done by a certain day and you don't do it, somebody else is going to cover that story. Someone else is going to report that to you, and you're going to lose out on chances to move ahead because maybe you would have done a better job, but you didn't do it. So listeners, I am telling you that to prioritize, or your bosses, your friends, the people you work with in projects, in class, they're going to start noticing that you're not someone they want in their group. You're not someone they want on their staff. You're not someone they want in this organization that they've created, because they can't rely on you to get done what they need you to do. And I know I've dealt with that in my life. I've done it myself, I'm sure, but definitely that is something I try to avoid, is if I say I'm going to do something, I will do it. I take on a lot of things. I will admit that firsthand, DJ Curly does way too much, but I never take on more than what I can do. And if I feel I have taken on too much, I will come right up to the person I am working for or working with, and I will admit to them that I cannot fulfill the job to the best of its abilities. And if they're willing to work with me, that's wonderful. But if not, I understand I have to step down from whatever it is I took on. And I truly do not ever want to have to do that. So it's important to know what you're getting into before you get into it. And if you say you can do something, get it done, because people will notice that you are that person that always flakes out. And when people flake out, no one invites them to things anymore. No one includes them in things. And they start to wonder why everyone kind of treats them differently. And it's because they've noticed that you're not a reliable person. You're not someone that's going to be there when they need you. And you're not someone that kind of can help them get something done in a timely manner. So definitely avoid bad time management and don't take on more than you can do, seriously. And also, you'll always feel behind. If you are not a planner, I understand. I'm not a huge planner. I like to be spontaneous. I like to go on road trips randomly or go to the beach at night. It's just fun. It's fun to do things that normally wouldn't be done on a regular weekday, on a weekend. You know, it's everybody likes those things. But it's important to plan some things. Definitely. I wouldn't call myself a planner, but I write in that schedule we get from Dominican all the time. I write out everything I have to get done. I write the homework. I write what needs to be fulfilled in the week before I can have kind of my spontaneous adventures. And I know it sounds kind of like they're not spontaneous if I plan time for them in my planner, but you know what I mean, like random trips that you take when your friends are around and you're all bored. So if you don't plan and you have a lot going on in your life, so if you consider yourself a busy person and you don't write in that planner, if you don't schedule things out, if you don't make sure you have time for everything that you've taken on in your life, you'll always feel like you're behind in whatever it is that you do. And nobody likes that. I know I do a lot. And if I miss a class even because of my sport, or if I miss because I had to go on a trip to somewhere, I feel like I've missed a whole week of school, even if I've just missed one class. And I'm not a huge worrywart. Like, I don't like to stress on things, and everybody does it. They worry about stuff. But even if you're a person that's kind of like, oh, it's an 8 a.m. class, I'll make it up next week, you might have missed notes you need for a test. You might have missed a lab. You might have missed even the teacher trying to help you out and giving you answers to something, or giving you hints as to what's going to be coming up in the school year or on the midterm. And no one's going to walk you, again, like I said, no one's going to hold your hand and tell you what you missed. No one's going to take notes for you. Sure, you can ask your friends, but if you're that person that's always asking your friends to take notes for them, or if they can copy your notes off, like if you can copy their notes off of them, they're going to stop saying yes eventually. No one wants to be grubbed off of, I say grubbed, like no one wants their stuff taken from them that they've went to the 8 a.m. class. They had to get up. They had to drive here from wherever they live. They had to crawl out of their dorm room in their pajamas, but they made it there and they took those notes and they did that lab, or they did whatever needed to get done in that class. And nobody wants someone kind of telling them that they need to just copy it off them, or they need to figure out what's going on and that somebody else needs to tell them what's happening. So don't be that person, because people will stop letting you kind of take off of what they've already done. And so then if that happens to you, you're definitely going to be behind. You won't know what's going on in class. And also, if you take on projects, like in campus ministry, we have a social justice and outreach, or movies with meaning event, and different things that we plan for the student body to be a part of, right? And so personally, if we say we're going to hold an event, we put a time down, we put a date down, and we advertise for people to come out to that event. So if we give someone a task, like if their job is to plan movies with meaning or something like that, you give it to them, and if they don't have time to plan it, or they haven't put time on their calendar and it's getting to the end of the semester, you kind of feel that pressure building on you if you're that person that's been assigned the job, or on the people that need to get the task done but have given it to someone else to kind of achieve. You feel the pressure. You wake up in the middle of the night thinking it's morning, thinking about what work you have to get done, if you're going to have time to fulfill everything you said you would do. And it's really important to remember that if you say, like I said, and I'm going to keep saying this, if you said you would take something on, do it, or you will feel behind because, yeah, I missed that one Monday class, but it's a once a week class. So you've missed a whole week worth of stuff you have to get done. Yeah, I didn't do that one paper, but maybe that paper was like 15% of your grade, and you know you're not going to make extra time to do that paper and hand it in later in the year. So it's important to remember that you have to do things when you say you'll do them, or that weight will just build on your shoulders, and nobody wants extra weight in college, either physically or mentally and stressfully. No one wants anything piling down on them and always feeling like they have something they have to get done, because even hanging with your friends, going out, everything becomes like a chore because you know in the back of your mind there's something you have to get done that you haven't been doing. So it's really important to get things done, or there will actually be problems in your life for bad time management skills. And that's why I'm here with you, DJ Curly, on Let's Talk About It at radio.dominican.edu. So I hope some listeners out there are getting some really good advice from this show right now, because I'm really just here to help, and personally have been through a lot of problems dealing with poor time management. And it's taken me a good 3 years to get all the calendars I have, to know to calendar events and not double plan, because I used to do that all the time. I will admit it. I used to tell my friends I could hang out with them, tell a club I could hold an event, tell someone else I'd be at something they asked me to be at a show, or hanging out with them or going to dinner with them, and I completely forgot I have a night class. And then all those things get thrown out the window. I have to write emails to tell people I apologize for not being able to make it. And no one likes when you have to do that to them all the time. Friends don't like it when you can't see them. Teachers don't like it when you say you'll be in class and you don't show up for one reason or another. And clubs and committees or sports don't like it when you make them feel like you're not, they're not important in your life as something you've taken on. Because if you take on a sport or a club or you're in a major and you are serious about doing well in whatever it is that you do, it's important to know that you have to be on top of your game. You have to be planning. You have to be time managing, because otherwise those things pile up and everyone kind of, like I said earlier, sees you as a flake, as someone that doesn't take what they do seriously, and they're going to look for someone that does. And it's important not to get looked over, especially in today's economy and in today's world, because no one wants to be left behind in the kind of time we have now. So it's important to get on top of your time management. So we're going to go for a little break here at the moment, and when we come back, I'm going to teach you how to be a great time manager and how to do things so that you never get behind, you never have that extra stress. So come back here at radio.dominican.edu. You're listening to Let's Talk About It with DJ Curly. So come on back. Just because I said it don't mean that I meant it. Just because you heard it.
He's the one I'm leaving you for.
Mass suicide, no place is too hide. Some say it's nothing, but others say it's genocide. People on their knees at the wailing wall, waiting patiently for the world's fall. All I can see is black. The earth is on her back. Still some cover their eyes, waiting for a blessing in disguise. Too black, the blackest hole. Destiny looks at us and it's on the floor. All I can see is black. The earth is on the back. Still some cover their eyes, waiting for some blessing.
Listeners, welcome back. You're with DJ Curly here on Let's Talk About It, sane advice in this insane world. If you're just tuning in with us, we only have a little bit of time left, but we've been talking about the problems that can occur when you are not very good at time managing or at planning, especially as a college student. But I feel like this advice could go out to anyone. But personally, I know in my life, if I get bad at time management, or if I ever forget to do the planning and the writing down of things that I said I will do, I forget, I mess up, and it is not a fun time. So I really feel like personally I've gone through this, so I'd like to help anyone listening out there that needs help with time management or maybe just some tips. But also I want people to take something away from this and just kind of get some good advice for if in the future they take on too much and really need a way to kind of get it all done. So in these last 10 minutes, we're going to finally get to ways that you can be good at time management. So we've talked about a lot of the problems that come. So if you weren't a believer about how important it is to time manage before, you are now, hopefully. I've gone through a lot of the things that can come up when you don't take time to get done what you said you would do. So I really want to give you guys solutions to problems. So we're going to talk now about the top 20 ways to time manage properly. So it is so important to listen, take notes if you need to, but these are some things I found around the web or just from different statistics and different people who have decided that these 20 ways are the best for someone to manage their time properly. And I know I do a lot of these things and they have really helped me. So I hope they help you guys as well tonight, especially with midterms coming up soon. Spring break, I think, is in 3 weeks. So that kind of propels our spring semester to the end. It kind of is one break after the other and one midterm after the other and one test, one paper. So this is probably a good month and a good time to figure out what you need to get done and how you can get it all done, even when it seems like way too much. So first, you have to create a daily plan. So plan your day before it unfolds. Do it in the morning or at night before you go to sleep. The plan gives you a good overview of how the day will pan out. So I have these little sticky notes next to my bed or on my desk that I write out everything I'm going to need to get done in the morning. So it's on my calendar when I walk out of my door or near my door, and it's on a sticky note when I wake up in the morning. And if you write it at night, personally, it's actually proven that you can remember things better if you write them down at night or if you read something at night, if you're not tired yet, because if your mind's tired, it's not going to hold on to much. So it's important to realize that if you are awake enough to do things at night before you go to bed, that's probably the best time for you to study or for you to take notes or for you to plan for the next day. So that's important to remember. And I like to list everything I'm going to have to do, every meeting I'm going to have to go to. If I have a practice that the time has been changed or a class that's been moved or something I said I would do for that day, like DJ Curly is going to be broadcasting, myself, is going to be broadcasting at the Majors Fair on Wednesday with a couple of her other DJs from her class. So that's going to be awesome. And so I wrote that down on my calendar because I would forget otherwise. So now it's going to get done. So create a daily plan and kind of know what you are getting into when you wake up that next morning. I know it sounds weird and a little like OCD kind of, because you don't want to have to plan out every second of your day. But if things have changed around or if you know you're going to forget something, write it down. Leave it somewhere you're going to see it when you wake up in the morning before you go out to work or to class or to hang out or to go to breakfast, because you'll remember in the morning and you wouldn't remember if you did not write it down, I'm telling you. So pick a time to limit each task to. So if you're studying, right? I have a lot of friends that are nursing majors and they have to study constantly. But there are some of them and a lot of them still have a social life. It's hard and it's a lot of work to be a nursing major. I give them all kinds of credit. But and to any major really at Dominican, I feel has a lot of time that's necessary to be dedicated to it. So if you still want to have a social life, it's important to know how much time you're going to spend on schoolwork, on studying, and how much you're going to spend if you want to hang out with friends or if you want to kind of go and see people you haven't seen in a really long time or maybe even just go out and eat or just spend time with yourself, kind of not studying or doing homework like you're always doing. So it's important to make a time limit. So like I said, I have friends that are nursing majors and they will study for a test that's next week, the weekend before, which is important, but they know that they are going to spend so much time in the library from maybe 9 to midnight on Wednesday, Thursday, and on Friday they're only going to go for 2 hours, and then they're going to take time to hang out with their friends. But they felt they've studied a lot, they've planned it, they've made sure that they are done studying for anatomy or for any other class they have to take by this time on Friday, say like 9, 9:30, or hopefully earlier than that so they can go out and kind of have a night to themselves. Also, using a calendar, that's number three, but I honestly think that's the first thing people should do. Use a calendar. If you have a calendar, write stuff in it. I have three of them, and it's important to know what is going on, what you've already scheduled, so that when you tell your friends you can go to dinner, or you can hang out with them, or you can go to that movie that they're all going to, you mean it, that you're not going to flake out on them, that you're not missing a class or a project you said you'd get done or meeting with a group for a presentation. So definitely calendar. And also that schedule I was talking to you about that Dominican has that gives out, they give out to every freshman, but you can also get a new one every year. It's important to write things down in that organizer to know if you are going to a meeting and they're having an event, or if you're in a club and you're supposed to host, like I said, an event, or classes has a paper due, or you have to study for a test that's coming up. Write it down in that organizer so that you know when someone says like, oh, let's do this this night or that night, you make sure that what you need to get done, prioritizing, gets done when it is most important. So if you should study rather than going out to eat, just commit your time to studying, even for a little bit. Like I said, if you want to get it done by, say, 10 or 9 or 9:30, just know that you have to dedicate some time to what you need to get done. So an organizer is super helpful for that. Know your deadlines, too. So I know before I was a big planner or like person that liked to schedule a lot of things, I would miss deadlines all the time. And that was probably one of my biggest problems, was that I would be one of those people that needed to turn in an application for a trip, or that needed to get things done by a certain date, and I would not know the date, and I'd have to ask my friends all the time, or they'd have to remind me, or they'd say, oh, are you going to this, that, or the next thing? And I'd say, oh my gosh, is that happening today? Because I didn't write it down. I didn't realize when the deadline was, or I got an email about it, and I never really double checked the email, or never really put down where or when something was going to be, and I've missed out on a lot that way. So I make sure when I find a date now to write it down and to know deadlines, because they're so important. They have this at number 6, the sources I've gone to, but it is so important, I think it's next to calendaring almost, to know when to say no to taking on things. So it's, you want to do everything kind of, right? You want to hang out with your friends, you want, if you're one of those people. And even if you're not one of those people, like when someone says, hey, you want to go out to this, or do you want to have this opportunity, or you want to come with us because we're going here, you want to say yes to everything. So with friends, it's really hard to kind of take on too much, because you want to be loyal to each group or to all the people you hang out with. But they also, like I said, flaking is so bad, because people will start to think you're not reliable. They won't invite you to stuff anymore, and you won't have those opportunities you could have had otherwise. So learn to say no. And in college, in work, if someone says, can you do this? Can you get this done by this day? Be honest. It is so important to be honest with the people you work with the people you work for, and let them know that you are not going to be able to complete something by a certain time because of X, Y, or Z, because something is going on in your life that is going to stop you from being able to do it. So have a clock in front of you. So this came up a lot, definitely knowing what time it is and what time you are doing your activities. So like I said, that clock at the bottom of your computer that reminds you that you've been on Pinterest for too long, it's so important to know that you were supposed to get something done by 10:30, or you're sitting down at 7 o'clock to get something done. How long has it taken you to do that so far? Set reminders. So if you have like a timer on your phone or like a clock and something you want to remind yourself that you have a project due, or you have to get to studying, or you told your friends you'd go to the movies and they're all about to meet at this place now, like set a 15-minute reminder somewhere, anywhere you can, to remind you to get there or get whatever it is you need to get done. Focus. When you are a multitasker, it is really hard to focus on everything you need to get done or whatever you're doing at the time. So I play a sport, and your head really needs to be in the game. I know that's cliche, but it's serious. So when you're multitasking, when you have so much going on in your life, it's important that when you are somewhere, focus on that somewhere. If you're with friends, if you're at a job, if you're in a sport, focus on whatever is happening at the time. We all have a lot going in our lives. We all have a lot we need to do. And it's important to just kind of focus on what you are doing at the moment, breathe, take in life, and kind of let everything happen that is happening in front of you. And don't worry about all the stuff you have to get done. And also that goes to don't worry about the small stuff. So it's not always going to be perfect. If you're a perfectionist or if you're a little OCD, not everything's going to be done exactly when you wanted it to be done or exactly the way you wanted it to get done. So make sure to prioritize and delegate. It's so important that if you have a lot to get done and you're in a group, you have to trust those people you're with. So that's why you can't have flakers in the group, like I said, and delegate to them what exactly needs to get done. And so it's important to have people you can delegate to. So it's good. It's a good tactic to have. I know I have a problem with delegating because I want to make sure it gets done and it gets done well. And so I've learned to trust the people around me that they can get it done just as effectively as I would have gotten it done. So like we said earlier, eliminate your time wasters, get rid of them. If you can find that block on your computer to close off Facebook or to close off internet for the 2 hours you're going to write your paper or the time you're going to study, don't turn on Netflix, don't go on Pinterest, because it will take all of your time away from you, I'm telling you. So eliminate your time wasters. And cut off when you need to. So a lot of people, if they're studying the night before, they still don't retain that much information and they still do poorly on a test because they said that they studied for hours before the test or they stayed up all night, but your mind doesn't keep going all night. You get tired, you run out of things you want to think about, and it just wants to go to sleep. So it's important to cut off when you need to, take a break, and to plan it throughout the week instead of just trying to fit it all in one night. And leave time in between. This is the last thing I'm going to leave you guys with. Leave time in between studying and working and going to classes and all these things you have to time manage. Make sure you leave time in there for yourself, for you time, to make sure you get done the things you personally want to do. If you want to go on a walk, if you want to hang out with friends, make sure you get those things done. So my advice is just to plan, keep a calendar, and to make time for yourself. And those are the most effective ways that you will not fall to the problems that come with being bad at time management. So that's the end of our show. You're here at radio.dominican.edu. And I hope you guys join me, DJ Curly, next week on Let's Talk About It, Tuesdays, 7 to 8. Like I said, here live at radio.dominican.edu on Let's Talk About It. Sane advice for this insane world. So hopefully I'll see all you listeners next week for a new topic to give some advice on. All right. Have a wonderful week, everyone. Bye. Hello.